As do-it-yourself projects go, renovating the former Sheldon Jackson College is a massive one. The campus includes 20 buildings on 20 acres near downtown Sitka. And for 4 years after the college shut down, all of the buildings were falling into disrepair. Roger Schmidt runs the Sitka Fine Arts Camp.
The campus hits a nerve. I think that it's right downtown, and I think that most of us that live here, we think Sitka's gorgeous. But there's nothing gorgeous about full sheets of plywood covering every single window. We're not a community that's failing. And yet it just kept saying, you're failing, you're failing, you're failing.
The Sheldon Jackson trustees couldn't find a buyer for the building, so they eventually handed them over to the Sitka Fine Arts Camp. It was something Schmidt had been fighting for.
It felt victorious one minute and the next minute, you know, just pretty much the sort of feeling of when you step off the edge of something and you know you're completely committed and there isn't any way to stop the momentum. I mean, it was just like jumping into a really, really fast river. And so that was, you know, it was daunting. Everything about it's been daunting.
Hiring contractors to fix the buildings would have cost millions of dollars. Millions of dollars the Sitka Fine Arts Camp did not have. But they did have something else, something better than money.
Custom fitter, I'll make them 6 inches, crying out loud, 6 1/4.
How much time are you investing?
Probably, for the last 5 months, it's been about 80 hours a week.
The Fine Arts Camp tapped a well of volunteer energy, deeper and richer than anyone really thought possible. That's Ted Loftenberg, a man who told me on the 5th of July that he was exuberant that the 4th was over and he could get back to work. He hates holidays. Ted and others worked so hard because they understood the need.
Shingles were falling off and moss is growing and the plants are wild, untrimmed. The grass wasn't being cut. These are all aspects of, why aren't we taking care of our community?
The job of revitalizing the campus suddenly supplied the previously deserted space with people. Schmidt said it was a great change to see.
It was like little elves were working all the time, night and day, because problems would just start disappearing. You know, you'd see something maybe in a bathroom, maybe you'd see something cracked or broken, and then you go in another day and it was magically gone.
Over 500 people logged over 20,000 volunteer hours to date. Wendy Alderson was the volunteer coordinator and took charge of the civilian army transforming the buildings.
And people were doing this in February. None of these old buildings had heat. And it was cold. It was so cold. And there were a group of people who would spend hours till they couldn't move their fingers anymore going through books. And I mean, it was kind of a obsessive thing, I think, for certain people. There wasn't any place to stop.
All that hard work paid off last June with the arrival of the first of over 500 students. They saturated the campus with an abundance of energy. The pounding of teenage drummers at all hours of the day gave the buildings a new heartbeat. Many in Sitka are camp alumni and credit it to this day for transforming their adolescent selves. Tracy Turner attended the Sitka Fine Arts Camp the first year it started. Her 3 children all attended too. The first week of camp last year, she wandered through the refurbished buildings and marveled at the progress they had made.
I don't know if anything like this has ever happened anywhere. It's not just in Sitka or even in Alaska. I really don't think, I can't imagine. I mean, we're a community of 8,000 people. If you think about 14,000 volunteer hours in a, 4-month period? Where does that happen? Nowhere. This is unbelievable.
And the result? For a month in June, hundreds of middle and high schoolers get what they describe as a pretty magical summer. And for the rest of the year, well, Schmidt's imagination is still running wild, and the campus remains full of projects. Or as he puts it, he's just jumping into some really fast rivers and letting the current take him downstream. For AK, this is Diana Sabrin.